You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. You probably didn't know it, but you're in for a little bit of therapy today. I hope that's okay. I'm speaking with Lori Thomas Ross, who is, according to her website, the Chief Enthusiasm Officer of Web Marketing Therapy. And as I was looking at the front page of her website, she talks about being on brand and on purpose. And so as I was reading more about Web Marketing Therapy, I saw that it's a full-service marketing agency that, get this, diagnoses, prescribes, and guides healthy marketing solutions. Is that on brand or what? Lori, welcome.
Thank you. How's this for on brand? These are my prescription pills. They're marketing still pills. They're chocolate. Oh,
I love it. It's like it's a little pill container, and it says, what does it say? Marketing chill pills. I love that.
It says may cause extreme calmness and inner peace. This is what happens when you have really creative people on your team that come up with these ideas. I just have to pay for them, but they design them. So
that's excellent.
Yeah, we'll have some chill pill time.
So, okay. So I want to understand this whole concept of marketing therapy. Why do we need therapy when it comes to marketing?
Well, I got to be honest. When I started my business as Lori Thomas Web Marketing back in 05, my clients who do not know or did not know each other were calling me their therapist. You're like my therapist. I got to get on your couch. Oh my gosh. You just took all the stress out of everything. You just mediated this thing between me and my web guy. And while I talk a lot, I'm a really good listener. That's my ninja skill. And I was like, there is a pattern. And therapy, the true meaning of therapy is about healing. It's about getting better, doing a better job. And no matter what industry I've ever worked in, whether it was retail, couture, marketing, anything, my superpower is making things better. I like to leave things better than they, you know, I found them, whether it's my home, whether it's, you know, whatever it is. And so, you know, it is not about, you know, you don't buy a Google ad and instantly fill your, you know, inbox full of leads and sales. It's about a holistic approach to marketing, but you have to have a really good foundation. And you can spend all the money in the world, you can post all the time, but if there's some breaks in your process, which is why it's hard to see my little logo, but it's about putting all the puzzle pieces together so it clicks. Being on brand and on purpose. On brand isn't just your logo. On brand is being true to your personality. And so if going on Facebook Live to do promotions makes you want to like get sick, don't do it. It doesn't align with your personality. You know, don't let people shit on you. Doing things that are in alignment with your brand, your personality, it's your value, but it's also your values. And that's where the on purpose piece comes into it. And when you market in a way that's on brand and on purpose, where you're marketing for relationships, not transactions, that's where the real magic happens. And that's, you know, therapy is about healing. It's about being better, but it's also about healthy relationships, not only with others, but also with yourself. And I am on a mission to have people have better relationships with marketing instead of being like, oh, marketing. And I do this because when I used to teach for UC Santa Barbara and UC Berkeley Extension, my students who were corporate employees and entrepreneurs, they'd squirm when we talk about marketing. I'm like, what's going on? Why are you all so stressed out? And there's this feeling that marketing has to be difficult, expensive, you know, hard, all these things. And so I just want people to have a healthy relationship. And there's an art of marketing and there's a science, but if you do it with a place of heart, everything falls into place.
I love this concept of being in alignment. So we in our firm do a marketing strategy consulting process. We're not a marketing agency like you. We just help kind of figure out what to do, and then we hand it off to somebody to actually execute, whether it's in-house in the company or you know, a vendor to help them with. And the very first thing that we do is a core values assessment of the owners of the business. And what we find repeatedly is that whatever marketing they've been doing is totally out of alignment with who they are as people.
Yes. And I'm so glad to hear that you do that, because there are consultants and there are insultants, and there's some that just come in and they're like, and if organizations are making you feel bad about yourself or you're feeling guilt or shame, like, they're fired. You can hire a seagull to crap all over your business and fly away. It's cheaper. Okay. Like, seriously, save your money. So, but if you're helping them align their values, first and foremost, the heart of marketing, then the what to do, those naturally fall into place. It's more organic. It's healthier.
Yeah. And so I think I understand now why we need therapy, because, you know, from my vantage point, we're constantly meeting businesses that are struggling, and they feel marketing might be icky or be uncomfortable with it. And when they really wrap their heads around what it's doing for their business and how to do it with the integrity and alignment to you know, go back to that word again, that's necessary, that's where they tend to see the success.
Right. Exactly. And it's sustainable. When you do it in a way that's on brand and on purpose, it is sustainable. It doesn't have that, like, you know, if you don't feel good about something, like, let's say you don't love writing and you open that Word document and you're like, are you going to do the blog post? No, you're not going to do the blog post. So you do what you do best. You have others do the rest. When you have that North Star, that strategy, then what to do falls into place, but also having the team in place to do that. And so therapy is also about support. And there's a lot of times, especially as I'm working with entrepreneurs, I hear, wow, it's so nice that I can just have the idea and know it's going to get done. That someone's not saying, I have to do all the social media, I have to write the email newsletter, that I can have the idea to do it, or I know that that's on the monthly plan and it gets done. And so being a support system to organizations is really essential to, you know, what needs to happen.
Okay. We've been talking about one side of the marketing equation, which is about the business side. But in reality, marketing is really not about us, the business. It's about you or them, the prospect. Exactly. And you have some very interesting thinking on this front about how prospects or how customers need to be engaged with around, you know, a business. You want to share that?
Absolutely. It's like dating, right? You know, like, you have to date first and sometimes for a while before you get married. You don't instantly, I mean, yes, there's gonna be those moments where you're like, oh, I saw the Instagram ad and like, wow. But there's a whole, we look at it from a five factor perspective to bring all these together so that relationship happens. But, you know, you have to realize that, you know, just like our health, right? Like, you can't go to the gym every day and eat McDonald's and expect to have results. You have to have the diet, you have to have the hydration, you have to have the sleep. All of these pieces need to come together to work. So the factors that I layer on top of whatever work I'm doing, large, small, is credibility. People have to know, like, and trust you. Usability. Like, if someone doesn't see the big learn more, click here, buy now button, they're not going to do it. There's visibility, which is ginormous. There's so many ways to build visibility. And there's sellability. Why you versus the competition? And those can be testimonials. That can be reviews. There's a lot of factors. It's your language. It's your copy. And the last piece is scalability. So, you know, there's the sprint approach, but there's also the marathon approach. And how are you not just spending time and money on marketing, but how are you investing so that you're building, like a good stock, that you're building and compounding over time, so that, you know, let's say you're like, gosh, I've written a handful of blog posts, or I just got started with this advertising campaign. You create the idea, you execute it, and then you monitor it, and then you rinse, repeat. But if your strategy is looking at it for the long haul and not just this, like, you know, quick fix, then you're building, and suddenly you're like, how did you hear about us? Which is my favorite marketing question in the world. I've read some article that about blah, 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 or I listened to your podcast. And so it's all of these things that all come together. It's not a one, you know, trick pony. There's many pieces of the puzzle, and how to engage your audience in a way that's really respectful is key. And that's so important, is that we need to meet our audience where they're at. And if they're intelligent and they're thoughtful, then let's engage in intelligent, thoughtful marketing.
And to that end, you have a very specific approach to how, or I guess the content of engagement. You know, there's I just finished two-hour mastermind call that I do every week. And the highlight of this call is where we talk about a name you may or may not know, Eugene Schwartz, very famous copywriter who wrote a seminal book in the copywriting space called Breakthrough Advertising. And he's the one who originated a lot of the concepts of market sophistication and awareness levels of consumers, et cetera. And so that person who, as you mentioned before, picks up that phone and looks at Instagram and instantly buys, well, they're probably at one stage of awareness of, I need this now, versus somebody who might just be out there doing some initial research because they know that they might have some issue that they need to address and they're trying to figure out what the range of options are. And so you have this great solution, which is all about education as part of marketing.
Yeah. So that came about when I still remember I was in San Francisco in the UC Berkeley Extension satellite campus. I had a bunch of students that were just kind of, it was a Saturday afternoon, you know, we're like, you know, kind of made it through the morning crunch. And all of this stress kept coming up of, so we were getting close to the end of our class. We were meeting for consecutive weeks on Saturdays. And it was like, you know, coming up with the marketing plan. And as a teacher, I was like, look, I just want you to get what you want to get out of the class. You know, if you want to help your, you know, brother's real estate business, you know, if you want to take a proposal back to your boss, let's, you know, make this your education to claim. And here I am thinking like, I'm the coolest teacher in the world. I'm just giving you carte blanche to just do whatever you want to do. And they were like, ah, so I'm like, okay, we're just going to pause class right here. I'm like, let's talk about why we're feeling this anxiety, this overwhelm. And it was, I'm not good at sales, or I don't know if I have the right budget, or, you know, I don't even know if my boss is going to go for this. All this stuff's coming up. And I write on the board, and I'm a snarky little smart aleck. So I write M-A-R-K-E-D-I-N-G on the board, M-A-R-K-E-D-I-N-G. And I waited because I knew that these Bay Area smarties were going to be like, our teacher can't spell. So I was like, wait for it. And of course, they're all uncomfortable. No one dares say anything to me. And I put a little R registered trademark around it. And I was like, look, the ED is for education. Stop thinking about this as marketing. Start thinking about this as education, pure education. And I was like, what do you want to help your audience understand? And the one student just starts, bleh. What do you need to help your boss understand so that this proposal gets implemented? And it was like, poof, poof, all the ideas were flowing. And I was like, I'm so glad I paid my trademark attorney to trademark this. It was when we start thinking about marketing in an altruistic way, in a way that's service-centric, then the whole game changes. We serve and support to sell. That is the name of the game. And that's really the sustainable way to do it. And yeah, education. It's all education. Your LinkedIn profile, your job title. Let's say you're a project manager, but what you're really doing is you're implementing, you know, SAP sales systems, then say that, you know, the way we describe ourselves, the way what we share on social media, what, you know, articles we're writing, what, you know, advertising we're buying, our imagery, our photography. It's all education. If you boil it down to its purest form, it's all education. Even my chill pills, these are educational. If someone pulls this out of their purse, they remember, they're not, oh, Lori has a really great marketing optimization firm. They're like, oh my gosh. And I also want to educate people about my unique approach. I'm a diagnostician. I am able to look at exactly what needs to be done. If you have a great vendor, if you've got a great web team or social media team, keep them. I'm not there to sell you a bunch of services. I just want to do solutions. Just like you, you hand over the strategy and you've given them a North Star and this guiding light that they're like, oh, like you're good to go. I want to make things better and I can peace out. I can train employees. I can train virtual assistants, and I don't work alone. I have a dream team that I've wonderful, gifted people I've worked with for decades. It's about making it better. And it's all education, whether you're educating your market, whether I'm educating my client on how they could be getting more out of their ad spend or why their search is not where it needs to be. It's just helping someone understand.
I love this concept. And I thinking about education as a core principle in marketing does something psychologically, I think, to help both the business in the, gain a customer, a client or patient or whatever, donor. But it also, I think, helps instill authority and trust as well, which mm-hmm. you didn't include in that explanation, but I imagine that's a big piece of the puzzle as well.
Thanks for having my back on that one, David. Yes. So in the word authority is the word author. And I just got off a call before our time together. And someone asked me, well, how did you get a book deal with McGraw-Hill? And I had to stop and think, because it's been a long time since I wrote that book. And they were looking for someone who had a background as an educator who did have the marketing experience. I feel like there was one other factor where I was like, I meet all three. But they said to me after we signed all the paperwork, we watched you as well as other author candidates. And my ego was like, oh, what? I wasn't the only candidate? No, we're just kidding. But they watched me and they watched to see how often I was posting on social media. I had a lot of content on my blog, but I walked the talk. And so, and that was content marketing. And that wasn't, overwhelmingly expensive. It was me getting off a call with a client or going, wow, I just wrote this really long email to someone about how search engine optimization works. And I gave them the three main things to look at. That was a darn good email. Let me repurpose that and put mm-hmm. that on the blog. So we talked before we got, we're doing live. I'm a former Californian. I'm crunchy. Recycling is really good for the planet. It's so good for your marketing too. And what we, as leaders, we often take what we know for granted, or as marketing professionals, we often take what we know for granted. And if people are asking 18 times about sizing for a product, that's content. If that's a video, that could be a picture. I'm sure you've heard this, right? In marketing, tell them what you told them and tell them one more time. How do we create educational content that serves and supports? And often it's the same, it's what you're already doing, and it's just getting it out of your one-to-one email inboxes or behind your, intranet and repurposing it. I feel like there's so many times I've been at clients' offices, like when I was in LA, it was a book this thick of printed out client letters. And I said, what's this? And my client goes, oh, it's not web. Don't worry about it. I was like, I'm taking this with me. Like, I am taking this book for a couple of days, and we've got social media posts for the next 10 years. So it's all education.
The concept of telling them multiple times, as soon as you went through that, it reminded me of, and I was struggling to think of his name, Jack Welch. Mm-hmm. From GE, who I think is no longer with us, he used to talk about the importance of just talking about the same damn thing over and over and over again. And so you've just, given business owners out there permission to not have to come up with new stuff all the time, which is one of the silly things that so many businesses do.
It's such a positive way to look at it. Again, it's stress relieving. You're like, what? I already have everything I need. Yeah. Chill out. Like, take a chill pill. You're good. But also, like, a little bit of an, ego deflation too. Here's the deal. We don't wake up and go, I wonder what Lori posted on social media. Get over yourself. You got to have these things in multiple places. When I wrote to a client today, who she asked some really thoughtful questions, I was like, I have a video on that. So in the email, I said, here's the three things. By the way, here's a video. And then I actually wrote a really extensive blog post about that. So I put it in there too. Those posts are also coming up in the search engines. They're things that my team can use. They're ways that I might organically attract and find people, but it's creating that content so it can be used again and again. And it is important to going back to on brand and on purpose. What is your message? What are your values? And what do you value? And what is your value? And having that come clear through your content. Yeah. And the reality is, what is it? The marketing statistic or the sales statistic, it takes an average of 7 touch points to make a sale. And I am a recovering salesperson. I'm a recovering salesperson. It's true though. And actually, you know, these days I feel like we're so distracted and it's like, there's all these different things. When your strategy is clear and you know who you are, what you do, whom you serve, then you know, you're on a good, you're good. And like, you don't drive without a map and directions. If you're going someplace you don't know how to get to, it's so important to have all that mapped out.
So before we wrap up, I want to see how we can apply some practical application to what we've been talking about. Because, you know, whether you're a business owner who's, as many of the folks that we work with, in professional services, like a financial advisor or you know, or insurance broker or something, or you're in retail, or you're, you know, doing some sort of luxury goods, which we were just talking about before we started recording, all of this is applicable. I wonder if you have any good stories from, you know, one or two different industries to sort of how they apply these principles that we've been sharing.
Yeah. So as a marketing therapist, I don't list my clients because it's confidential. Most of my clients don't want their competitors to know there's a bunch of us, you know, behind the scenes doing what we're doing.
So we'll go with a generic
version. Yeah, but generic example. Exactly. Yeah. So client in entertainment, like one of those clients that when I told my team who hired us to do a marketing audit, like they freaked out. They were so excited. They came to us because they said, we're doing everything, search, social, email, you name it. Now what? And I felt like we were just like, you know, uncovering like every possible rock. And, you know, it's like, I felt like a mechanic under the hood, looking at things, analytics, everything. And we were looking for those blue oceans. And that was an example of a client that we kept saying over and over again internally, they're so good. They do such a good job. They have an amazing team. They know who they are. They're on track. And they still needed that support to look at things objectively. And we did find some ways to, fine tune and get more out of what they were doing, but also to find some like ridiculously easy untapped opportunities and some things that did require, you know, there were a few things of like, hey, ball was dropped here. And sometimes, you know, it's my role to be good, not nice. And I wanted to make sure that they had a ton of value. And sometimes our advisory does make them be like, oh, that's going to be more work, or maybe you have to hire someone or spend more. That's okay. Someone's got to say that. And then there's like a tiny, tiny example. There's a wonderful woman who is a caterer, and we've hired her for multiple events. I met her through a farmer's market, and I was trying to contact her because she was bringing food to a party, and I was trying to find her number. I realized we had only corresponded via email all this time. And so I went to her Facebook page. I clicked her website. It wasn't working. And so she was like, oh, that's so weird. I'll have to go back and turn it back on. So she emailed me on Monday and said, here's my website. And I was like, marketing intervention time. Give me the login. I'm like, give it to me. And her logo was atrocious because she did it herself. And so those are things that without catastrophizing the situation, we don't need like a Mad Men, like Don Draper, 25 presentations and martinis. We're just like, look, we know who she is. Here's what she needs. And we were able to optimize it and, you know, give it back to her. And so, you know, everyone, no matter how large or how small, if you are willing to, you know, get that support and have that objective eye, then you can make your marketing better. And we're never done. I look at my stuff sometimes, I'm like, oh, here's some things I could do. We are always like, it's growth, right? In life, we grow. And totally. When we get to a level, we go the next level. And so marketing does not have an on and off switch. We've got operations, admin, and marketing. And actually the core inner bonus round piece is the self-work. So for my leaders, it's also making sure that they're happy and healthy so they can continue to stay wealthy. But when you treat marketing as an ongoing piece of your business, that is the healthy approach.
There's probably a lot more wisdom that you haven't had a time to share in the, you know, 20 something minutes we've been together. So for folks who would like to know more about what you do and how or if you can help them, where should they go to find you?
Go to web@marketingtherapy.com.
Awesome. This has been a enlightening and different perspective on stuff that I believe fully, but have never heard articulated quite this way. And so, Lori Thomas Ross, thank you so very much for making time to chat with me today.
Thank you.
Folks, this has been another episode of More Perfect Marketing. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, and I hope to see you back here soon again. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.